the squealing and boo-hooing that he's the most picked-on politician in American history. Bully pulpit, I guess. But now the bully is getting a dose of his own medicine, and he doesn't much like it. He says the liberals and the lying press are on a witch hunt to bring him down. He says it's so unfair. He wants them to leave him alone. This from the man who treated the press and the media the way you treat your worst enemy. Little wonder, eh, the worm is turned. Being president, who knew it would be so complicated, so hard, so not fun? Well, everybody but him, it looks like. It could make me believe in karma watching the birther boy wiggle on his own petard. He's not the only president I haven't liked, but he's the first one who deserves to be flagellated in public, whipped like a vicious dog, and then put in a cage where he's rendered harmless. Harsh, I know, but the man made the new rules, and he should accept the wisdom of the mob. After all, he whipped them into a frenzy. Lock her up? No, Don. Lock you up. The court of public opinion can turn on a dime, friend, but real wrath belongs not to the Lord, but to the deceived. They may be dumb, but all the worse when they realize you conned them with snake oil and rotten bile milked from their own despair. They'll drop your sorry self into a coal mine and block the entrance to keep from hearing these pathetic whinings of yours. The wilderness is coming, rich boy, and it won't have a gold trump over the boulders at the shaft. History belongs to the winners, Donald, but it will be a cruel and implacable judge when your return comes up. A lesson for the kids. We can tolerate a Nazi. We can accept nepotism. We can embrace outright greed. We can even stomach a total idiot. But a liar? You made Nixon look honest and Clinton seem moral, but you wouldn't know the difference. Lock him up. Lock him up.